107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Hey, we are into September and we have another great selection for our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Perth Pride and Stratford Public Library. And joining us from the library is Alita Lemieux. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, here we are, September, and you've got another selection for us for our Queer Book of the Month, and something maybe a little bit different this time in terms of the realm of celebrities, if you will.
Yeah, not usually what I tend to read, but this one I was excited for.
All right, and what's the book and what's it all about?
Yeah, so it's called So Gay for You. It's by Leisha Haley and Kate Menig. And many folks will know these two people as the characters Alice and Shane from the groundbreaking TV show The L Word.
All right. And you've got a review. I understand this is also a New York Times bestseller, so this is a big book. So I'm sure you've got a review.
I sure do, yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, The L Word was a mid-2000s Showtime series, and it centered on a group of stylish lesbians and their rather melodramatic lives in Los Angeles. So the two authors, Leisha and Kate, met at an audition for The L Word, and they soon went from being fictional pals to real-life best friends. So in their book, So Gay for You, the two open up to readers about their childhoods, coming-out stories, careers in the arts, life-changing roles on The L Word, and life after. Through bonding with each other and fellow cast members of The L Word, Leisha and Kate discover the importance of friendship and found family, and it becomes the central theme of the book. So this dual memoir is deliciously dishy, while staying even-handed about the L Word's wins and misfires. And yes, Kate and Leisha share lots of thoughts on the recent reboot, The L Word Generation Q. There's also lots of personal trivia, which readers will get a kick out of. For example, did you know that Leisha dated K.D. Lang for 5 years, and that Gwyneth Paltrow is Kate's cousin? I did not. So Gay for You is an honest, fun, quick read from two queer icons, a must for fans of The L Word, and Leisha and Kate's podcast, Pants.
There you go. Some trivia, too. Now, a double memoir. What did you think?
Yeah, so I was excited to read this because I used to watch The L Word on a tiny little TV back in university with one of my roommates. So it was fun to kind of, it's a bit of a nostalgia hit for me. So the chapters alternate between Leisha's and Kate's perspective. And I didn't find that jarring, but it did kind of make the book a little bit repetitive at times as the two actors are reflecting on shared experiences. That said, it was still a lot of fun to get that on-set and off-camera perspective, too.
Such a wide variety available at Stratford Public Library. Alita, are physical copies available?
Yep, we've got a physical copy right at Stratford Library.
All right, so you can get all the details with Stratford Public Library and, of course, with Stratford Perth Pride. And lots happening with Stratford Perth Pride. A special shout-out for an upcoming potluck that they're holding Sunday, September 7th, 5 p.m. through till 7 p.m. at Upper Queen's Park with Stratford Perth Pride. And they have lots of drop-in sessions happening as well. Their new location out Erie Street, so keep in touch there for sure. And, of course, we'll keep in touch with Stratford Public Library as we're heading into September, Alita.
Oh yeah, we've got lots going on. I'm just going to mention a couple programs. We have a new drop-in program called Chess Night. That's night with a K-N-I-G-H-T. Haha. And this is all about playing chess and drinking tea on the main floor. It's very chill. It's going to be happening every Monday, 6:30 to 8:30, beginning September 8th. And we ask that if you have a chessboard, please bring it because we don't have a lot right now. All ages are welcome. Kids under 12 should be accompanied by an adult. And all skill levels are welcome, too. We have a staff person on hand who has a lot of chess knowledge and enthusiasm and is willing to share that with people.
Sounds good. Lots happening with Stratford Public Library. And Alita, I know it was a while ago and kind of wrapping up great sessions with these happy hours, but boy, Bette Reynolds, a.k.a. Rappin' Granny, Stuart Reynolds' mom, Brittle Star, looked like it was great get-together for that.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I had to miss that one due to family engagements, but I heard it was a smash success, so excited for more of those next summer. And just one last thing I'll mention, reading challenges for adults. Our STAR summer reading program is quickly wrapping up. Get your ballots into the main floor desk by September 8th if you want to be included in the last prize draw. And if you didn't get a chance to participate in STAR, or you enjoyed it, you want to do more adult reading challenges, we have a new one coming up in the fall, Fall into Reading. And this challenge runs from October 6th to November 30th, so it's a little ways away. It's got reading categories, and it will also have a prize draw at the end of November.
Fabulous. Lots happening again, of course, as always, with Stratford Public Libraries. And we're now back in the fall, kids back to school, and you can get details at splibrary.ca. And, of course, they're located at 19 St. Andrew Street in Stratford. Alida Lemieux with our Queer Book of the Month selection for September with the Stratford Perth Pride. Thanks so much, Alida. Great checking in.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Yeah, it looks like the wrapping.